Chapter 4. Seduced by von Ribbentrop's dimple. To the victor the spoils. Wallace Simpson may have been looked upon with disdain by the king, his courtiers, and his circle of landowning friends, men of ancient lineage and impeccable deportment, like Lord Curzon, Lord Derby, and the Duke of Devonshire. No matter. Once it became clear to London society that she was the latest squeeze of the Prince of Wales, it was not long before the girl from Baltimore, who had learned to curtsy only a short time before, had many of the great and good bowing and scraping at her feet. The Simpsons' arrival in London society coincided with a new generation of transatlantic hostesses who vied with one another to preside over the most glittering balls and dinners, where conversations sparkled along with the diamond tiaras. Social leaders like Laura Corrigan, Nancy Astor, Emerald Cunard, Henry Channon and Elsa Maxwell were the hedonistic arrivists who dominated the world of gossip, spiky chatter and rumour that passed for polite society. While the Prince of Wales enjoyed these gatherings, the king and his men retreated from the social fray and looked down from their broad acres at this metropolitan mélange of waspish, well-heeled sophisticates. Grandees doubtless shared Lord Crawford's view. Personally, I try to keep aloof from the rich Jews and Americans, and I don't want to be mixed up with Asiatics. As an American with a Jewish husband, Wallace was never going to win over the traditional English aristocracy, even if she ever wanted to. Very soon she found herself reigning over her own court, where the principal aim was to keep the Prince of Wales entertained and amused. Her partner in this merry but demanding venture was the most provocative, exciting and lavish hostess in London, Lady Emerald Cunard. Twittering, sniping and extravagantly dressed, Maud Emerald Cunard was married to Sir Bash Cunard, heir to the eponymous shipping line, and was for a decade the mistress of conductor Sir Thomas Beecham, consistently championing his musical projects. Cutting, occasionally cruel, and always controversial, "Christmas is only for servants," was one of her mots, Emerald brought excitement and challenge to the lavish parties at her London home, 7 Grosvenor Square. A native Californian who admired Hitler, adored opera and loved poetry, Lady